Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Hello, and a warm welcome to everyone tuning in. You're listening to Dissertation in 90 Days, the go-to podcast for all things dissertation. I'm your host, Dr. J, ready to begin this journey with you. Here at Dissertation in 90 Days, brought to you by Writers ER, we're all about making your academic journey smoother and more manageable. Our mission? To guide doctoral, PhD, and master's students like you through the twists and turns of your dissertation journey. A little about me, I'm deeply rooted in the world of academic writing and research. I've been where you are, and I've guided many to where you want to be. Think of me as your friendly guide through this challenging yet rewarding process. Today, we're diving into a topic that might send shivers down your spine, but is crucial for your success, navigating the oral defense. It's the make or break moment of your doctoral journey, and I'm here to help you make it. Together, we'll unravel the mysteries of the oral defense, turning what seems like an intimidating hurdle into an achievable milestone. So grab your notes, a cup of your favorite beverage, and let's get started. All right, let's dive right in. So what exactly is an oral defense? In simple terms, it's your moment to shine. It's where you present your research and defend your findings to a panel of experts. Think of it as the grand finale of your dissertation journey. It's not just a formality. It's your chance to show the depth of your knowledge and the strength of your research. It's big, yes, but it's also exciting. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're juggling a million things, your job, family, and studies. And here comes the oral defense, another big task on your plate. But here's the thing. It's a pivotal piece of the puzzle. The oral defense is where all your hard work comes together. It's where you get to showcase not just what you've learned, but how you've grown as a researcher, a scholar, and a professional. So while it might seem daunting, especially with everything else you're balancing, remember this. The oral defense is not just another hurdle. It's a celebration of your journey, your commitment, and your expertise. And most importantly, it's a stepping stone to achieving those career goals you've been working so hard for. It's the culmination of all your efforts, and trust me, you're more than ready to ace it. Now let's talk about gearing up for your oral defense. If there's one thing I can't stress enough, it's this. Preparation is key. It's the bridge between feeling anxious and feeling confident. First things first, know your research inside out. This means being clear about every part of your study, from your hypothesis to your methodology, right down to the nitty-gritty of your data. How do you do that? Revisit your dissertation, make notes, summarize each chapter, and then explain it to someone who's not in your field. If they get it, you're on the right track. Now let's talk time management. You're balancing work, family, and now this. It sounds like a lot, but here's a tip. Break it down into bite-sized tasks. Half an hour here, an hour there. Use your calendar. Schedule short, focused prep times. Stick to them as you would a meeting at work or a family commitment. Consistency is your friend here, not cramming. Remember, preparing for your defense doesn't mean putting the rest of your life on pause. It's about integrating this important task into your daily routine in a way that's manageable and, believe it or not, enjoyable. You've got this. All right, let's focus on honing your presentation skills. This is your moment to make your research come alive. You want to be clear, concise, and compelling. First up, clarity. It's essential. You need to communicate your ideas in a way that's straightforward and easy to understand. Imagine explaining your research to a friend who's not in academia. That's the level of clarity you're aiming for. Then there's conciseness. You got a lot to say, but remember, less is often more. Keep your points focused. Avoid going off on tangents. You want every sentence to pack a punch and contribute directly to your main argument. Now, engaging your audience. That's key. Use examples or stories to illustrate your points. These elements make your presentation memorable and relatable. It's not just about data, it's about connecting with your listeners. Feeling nervous? Totally normal. The trick is to manage those nerves. Start with your posture. Stand confidently, shoulders relaxed, feet firmly planted. It's amazing how much your body language can influence your mindset. Practice deep, steady breathing. It calms your mind and keeps those butterflies in your stomach at bay. Try this before you start. Take a deep breath, hold it for a moment, then release slowly. Repeat a few times. Now about practicing. Do it in a setting as close to the real thing as possible. If you can, use the actual room you'll be presenting in. Familiarity breeds comfort. The more at home you feel in the space, the better you'll perform. Run through your presentation several times, out loud, time it. This isn't just about memorizing your talk. It's about feeling the flow of your words, the timing of your pauses, the rhythm of your speech. Remember, your goal is to present your research in a way that's as compelling as the work itself. With clear, concise, and engaging delivery, you'll not only impress your panel, but also leave feeling proud of how you've represented your hard-earned work. Moving on, let's delve into anticipating questions during your oral defense. It's a key part of the process that can really show the depth of your understanding. Typically, committee members might ask about your research methodology, the significance of your findings, or how your work contributes to the broader field. Be ready to discuss these in detail. They might also challenge you on the limitations of your study or how you might handle certain aspects differently if you were to start over. It's not about catching you off guard. It's about understanding your critical thinking process. Another common area is future research directions. Where can your work lead? What are its implications? Think about these questions beforehand, as they often come up. To prepare, revisit your dissertation with these questions in mind. Think about how you would explain complex points in a clear and concise manner. It's about being ready to engage in a deep, meaningful discussion about your work. Remember, it's perfectly fine to take a moment to think before answering. This shows that you're considering the question seriously. Quick answers aren't always the best ones, especially in a setting as critical as this. Also, try to understand the intent behind the questions. Sometimes a question isn't just about getting an answer, but about seeing how you handle uncertainty or critique. It's as much about your response as it is about the content. Lastly, practice with a peer or mentor. Have them ask you challenging questions, ones that push you to think differently. This kind of practice is invaluable. It helps you get comfortable with the unpredictable nature of a defense. By preparing for these questions, you're not just getting ready for a successful defense. You're also deepening your understanding of your own work. It's a chance to reflect, to think critically, and to truly own your research journey. Let's dive into how to handle feedback and criticism during your oral defense. This part is crucial, as it shapes not only your dissertation, but also your growth as a scholar. Feedback is inevitable, and how you deal with it can really set you apart. Remember, every piece of feedback is a chance to improve, to refine your ideas and your arguments. When you receive criticism, listen, really listen. Don't just wait for your turn to speak. Understand what's being said and why. It's not just about defending your work. It's about engaging in a meaningful dialogue. It's natural to feel defensive when your work is critiqued, but try to keep those emotions in check. Take a deep breath. Give yourself a moment to process what's been said before responding. Always respond with professionalism and respect. Acknowledge the feedback. Even if you disagree, show that you value the perspective offered. It's about maintaining a constructive conversation. Now, staying positive is key. Criticism isn't a reflection of your abilities or worth. It's a normal part of the academic process. Use it as a tool for growth, not as a stumbling block. How can you use feedback constructively? Reflect on it. Can it strengthen your argument? Can it close gaps in your research? Sometimes, what seems like a harsh critique can lead to your most significant improvements. Don't be afraid to ask for clarification if a piece of feedback isn't clear. This shows your committee that you're engaged and committed to understanding their perspective. Lastly, remember that handling feedback well is a skill. It takes practice. The more open you are to receiving and working with feedback, the more resilient and adaptable you become as a researcher. And that, my friends, is invaluable. Now let's shift our focus to something equally important, your mindset and motivation as you prepare for your defense. This is about more than just your intellectual prep. mentally and emotionally gearing up for your defense is crucial. It's not just about knowing your stuff. It's about believing in yourself, in your research, in the journey you've embarked on. Here's some motivational advice. Remember why you started. Think about your aspirations, your dreams, your career goals. This defense, it's a big step towards achieving them. You're not just aiming for a successful defense. You're building towards personal growth, professional accomplishment. You're proving to yourself and the world that you can do this. So as you prepare, keep your eyes on the prize. This isn't just another academic hurdle. It's a milestone in your personal and professional journey. Believe in your ability to succeed, and you will. All right, as we wrap up today's episode, let's quickly recap the key points. We've covered what the oral defense is, how to prepare for it, present effectively, anticipate questions, handle feedback, and keep the right mindset. I want to leave you with this. You have what it takes to successfully navigate your oral defense. It's about preparation, understanding your work, and believing in yourself. You can do this. I believe in you. Remember, Writers ER is here for you. Our mission is to support students like you on your academic journey. We're in your corner every step of the way. In our next episode, we'll be diving into another crucial aspect of your dissertation journey. So stay tuned for that. And for more resources, don't forget to check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. You can download it at writersER.com/playbook. Until next time, keep pushing forward. You're closer than you think to achieving your goals. This is your host signing off. Thanks for listening. And remember, your dissertation journey is a part of your success story. Take care and see you in the next episode.